Hey, everybody. We hope you enjoyed this week we spent crisscrossing the state of Nevada. We have hit up a collection of lost and forgotten objects. We've become honorary citizens of a local micronation. And we are not finished yet. Today, we are bringing you one last episode from the Silver State. And I hope you brought an appetite. Special thanks to our partners at Travel Nevada who made this week possible. Say you're traveling in northern Nevada, and you stop for the night in a little town called Winnemucca. It's a straight shot down I-95 from Oregon, so you're pretty far up there.
Here you are. You're coming off the road. You check into your motel. You go down. You say, where's a good place to have dinner? I'm starving. Every hotel in town will say the same thing. You go to the Barton.
This is John Arant, and sure, maybe he's a little biased. He owns the Martin, after all. But still.
You walk in the front door. The bar is busy. The bar is loud. And the first reaction that people who haven't been here before always have is they look around. They see energy. They see folks having a great time, folks laughing.
There's people eating. There are a million plates piled in front of every diner. There's salad and beans and bread pudding and meats. People are playing cards. Suddenly you're whisked to a table, one very big table, with a bunch of strangers seated around it, staring right at you. You start to say, excuse me, I'm sorry, can I get a table just for two? But before you know it, there's a drink in your hand, maybe a glass of red wine, maybe an amber-colored cocktail, and these strangers are chatting with you.
The room is humming. Everybody is having wine. I try to get the waitresses to only serve wine in the carafe with one drink, one glass per person, but they always overload it. So people are having a really, really good time.
This style of dining, family-style dining, it can be found in trendy restaurants throughout the country. But at the Martin, it is rooted in a very specific history. Because tonight, at the Martin, not only are you having dinner, you're also having a deeply cultural experience, one that began with Basque sheepherders in the 1800s and has been carried on and celebrated ever since. I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. All this week, we are spending time in one state. Co-created with Travel Nevada, this is Nevada Week. And this week, we're bringing you five episodes from the magical desert state that is Nevada. Today, we're exploring how Basque immigrants to Nevada's high desert found lodgings, community, and full stomachs in the area's historic boarding houses, and how locals these days are putting their own spin on things. That's all after this. If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Now, let's imagine you were visiting the Martin 100 or 120 years ago. And so instead of driving, you'd be arriving by train or even by horse. In fact, the old hitching posts are still there. You can still, you know, ride a horse up to the place. The other difference is that back then, if you were seeking out the Martin in particular, it's pretty likely that you would be Basque.
There's a region of Spain and France called the Basque Country. They speak their own language. They have their own culture. Their language has no root in any language in the world. And they consider themselves their own people.
This is John Arant again, the owner of the Martin. Immigrants from Basque Country first came to the American West in the mid-1800s. They were fleeing war in Spain, and they were drawn to California's gold rush. So think about the journey that you have just been on. You've crossed the Atlantic Ocean, probably in steerage. You've taken the train all the way out west, from New York City all the way out to the middle of nowhere. You don't know anyone. You don't speak the language. But then, at the Winnemucca Station, somebody greets you in Basque.
And what they would do is they would come down the railroad, stopping at various towns to find a culture that spoke their language. And then they would stay there. They may find somebody who was from their own village.
Back in those days, the Martin wasn't just a restaurant. It was also a boarding house. And at boarding houses like these, the owner would send someone down to the train station to scoop up the newcomers and then welcome you in and set you up with a room. Then, oftentimes, they would also set you up with a job. Maybe you had originally come west to pan for gold or mine. But the boarding house owner might say, hey, have you ever considered herding sheep? The work is plentiful, the sheep industry in Nevada is booming, and you could make good money. You would have to spend long stretches of time alone, out in the countryside, tending to the herd. But if you were a single man, that was just fine. Maybe it was even ideal if you didn't speak much English yet.
And the Basques would take the sheep out. They'd take the sheep out to the big desert. They'd be out there for 6 months. They'd fatten them up, getting ready for market. And then they would come in, live in the Martin till their money ran out. And then out they go again.
So that would become the cycle of your life. A few months out there, alone with the herd, then back to the boarding house, back to community, for as long as you could.
They would live here. They would have two or three meals a day here as a community. They would play cards. But it was mostly a social event because they're out there alone. Coming to town, they get to talk to people and see people. That was what they were here for.
Basque immigration slowed down a lot in the early 1900s, when a lot of public lands were closed off to herding, and there was an uptick in anti-immigrant sentiment. But things picked up again in the years around World War II, when there were just major labor shortages, especially in the sheep herding industry. Congress even passed a number of sheep herder laws, making it easier for Basque sheep herders to gain permanent residency status. It was around this period of time when Anna Marie Smith's family first came to Nevada. She is a Winnemucca resident, the former president of the Winnemucca Basque Club, and a regular at the Martin.
My father came as a sheep herder in 1952, and he came on a contract. After the 3 years, he found out that there was a French Basque fella here in Winnemucca. They had a construction company. And then he sent the news home that I've decided not to come back. You come in here.
Anna Marie and her seven brothers and sisters moved from Pamplona in Spain to Winnemucca. And just like in the early days, they found the Martin was a sort of home away from home. They could speak Basque and meet up with other Basque people.
You know, when we went out to dinner, this was the place to go, the Martin Hotel. You knew everybody in those days. This seemed to be the, you know, the gathering place. It was very popular.
Basque boarding houses once dotted northern Nevada and central California. At one point, there were 16 in northern Nevada alone. Today, they are harder to come by, and they've had to adapt to the times. The Martin no longer lets rooms, for example, but there is still one way you can get a real taste of the Basque sheepherder experience by heading over there for dinner.
And what we do here and all the other Basque restaurants in Northern Nevada and down through Central California is we serve family style, which is everybody sits at a long table together. The point of family style originally was that the Basque people who were living here, they wanted people to talk to. They would all cram in, sit at the table, have a good time.
So squeeze in and get comfortable. First, the waitresses will pour you some house red, a glass that's included in the price of your meal. If you peek through the menu, you'll see lots of dishes simmered in tomatoes with wine and garlic, maybe some pimento peppers in there as well. These are all core influences from Basque culture and cuisine, which John describes as
half Spanish, half French, and mostly garlic.
But there are some local Nevada twists too. If we were in Basque country in Europe, which is a coastal area near the borders of France and Spain, you'd probably be eating seafood. But here in Nevada, it is sheep and cattle country. So you are going to get lamb shanks and burgers and a salomo sandwich. That's marinated pork loin with pimento peppers. Mm.
The meal begins with soup. We clear the soup.
Next comes the salad course. That is crisp iceberg lettuce tossed in the Martin's famous super garlicky dressing. There's an unusual topping, too. Stewed beans.
The beans have to be on the salad, by the way. Have to be. Otherwise, you cannot tell anybody you've been at the Martin.
As you can probably tell, it is a hearty meal. It is designed for people who have been herding sheep for months at a time. But the idea is to sit back, relax, enjoy the company, and take it slow.
It's not like the Americans. You sit down and in 10 minutes, you're done. You know, it's a 4, 5, 6 course meal. You don't just eat, you visit. And you have a little vino. It's a long process.
But before the meal is over, there's still one more classic Nevada Basque menu item that you have to try. It's called pecan punch. And it, in fact, does pack a punch. It's a cocktail from the 1800s featuring an unusual orangey liquor topped with club soda and grenadine. You're going to have a hard time finding a pecan punch anywhere else in the United States, except at Basque boarding houses like the Martin. After a few pecan punches and a few glasses of red wine, it is good vibes all around. And you may find that these strangers you sat down with at the beginning of your meal are becoming something like new friends.
Not only are you having great food, and you're beginning to experience the Basque style of cooking and serving, but the people that you are with, you're understanding them too. It's the same sharing. And the sharing has moved off the table and has become person to person. And that's kind of an unwritten, unspoken value of eating at the Martin.
In the 19th and early 20th century, the Martin was a place where Basque Americans could feel like they belonged, where they could find other Basque folks and speak the Basque language. They could eat the food of their homeland, albeit with a Nevada twist. Today, while helping preserve this culture and history, the Martin throws its doors open to all travelers and visitors who want to experience it. All of this helps the Martin keep Basque traditions going, today and into the future.
The Martin is on the National Registry of Historic Places. You can get to be on the National Registry of Historic Places for two reasons. One is architecture. That's not how we're there. The other way you can get on the National Registry is to be a significant social gathering place in a community. That's how the Martin came to be. And that's the Martin's role, if you will, in Winnemucca. We are the gathering place.
Luckily, the Martin is not the only place left like this. Elsewhere in Northern Nevada, there are other historic Basque boarding houses that are helping keep the cuisine, the history, and the family style of dining alive. Places like the Star in Elko, which I've been and ate one of the biggest, most delicious meals of my life. Winnemucca and Elko also host annual Basque cultural festivals. We'll post information on the Martin and other Basque Nevada destinations in our episode description. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Stitcher Studios. This episode was produced by
Amanda McGowan.
The production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Manolo Morales,
Baudelaire,
Gabby Gladney,
Johanna Mayer.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
If you want to learn more, be sure to visit atlasobscura.com. There is a link in the episode description. Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall, and I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I'll see you next time.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.